7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay, good Lord. And I knew it would be wrong to see us with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it would. Okay, so here's what happened. I've only heard two songs today. So far today. One of which was Brand New Lover by Dead or Alive. The other was I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett. Hello, the current time is 19:30 or 31 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. It's windy out here. Wait, where did this wind come from? And why am I not collecting these seed heads? What? Okay, get organized, Tobe. Explain to the people what's going on. All right, first of all, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. This is Dubious Goals Committee. I realize this is all starting weird and everything, but yeah. I'm out at Tranquility. I gotta walk because I might have hurt myself this morning. I had what I thought was a good night. You know, I went to bed at a reasonable hour. I'm also looking for mantises, so if my rate of speech seems unusual, anyway. So I slept well, and I woke up and I thought, oh yeah, hey, I slept pretty good. Oh, I feel pretty good, and maybe we should do some stuff and be productive and all that crap, right? So I roll over and I look at the clock, and it's only 6:30 a.m. And I'm thinking, oh, great! Wow, this is good. I can go back to sleep. Okay. And so that's when things got a little bit crazy. Then I rolled over again, rolled over back the way I was, and I was stretching at the same time. I was stretching my legs. I was locking my knees and really giving my legs the old stretcheroo. Wow, the creek seems kind of dry or low here. And while I was giving my legs the old stretcheroo, oh, that was a mistake. That's when they started to pull. My muscles started to seize, and I thought, uh-oh, this is weird. And I thought, no, and I was cramping up really bad, it was not good. And I was like, yeah. Okay, long story short, I've had to spend the morning so far dealing with this, which has meant both hydrotherapy and drugs, and now exercise. I thought, yeah, we're going to have to go out and get some exercise, get some walking on this, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, yeah, let's go down to the creek, look for dudes. No, can't go to the creek because I don't know if I can climb and do weird stuff. I got to walk. I got to walk on flat terrain today. And so I decided, yeah, maybe go to Herrenhaven. Nobody was there last time. Maybe nobody will be there today. Wrong. Marmot, there he goes. There's a marmot on the little ridge. Or is it just a squirrel? Wait a second. It looked big. Wait, now he's stopped and he's looking back at me. Is that a marmot? It's gotta be a marmot. It's too big to be a squirrel, but now I can't quite see him. Who's over there? Is it my... Oh, what a disappointment. It's just a squirrel after all. Squirrels in the marmot zone. Right, so I decided we're going to go to Herrenhaven because it's nice and flat there and I can just get some flatland walking in. I better get my camera ready just in case, because we're approaching big marmot zone. Walking through the fox area. There's nothing happening down here. Anyway. Yeah, get to Herrenhaven. A dozen cars in the parking lot. Nope. Vroom. So I just kept going because 120th Street is finally open. And I took 120th Street to get here, Tranquility Park. I haven't been on 120th Street in over a year or more. And I found out, yeah, they're building a big old apartment complex or something. It's ugly. They tore out a bunch of trees. It's ugly. Okay. So I'm looking up into the trees. This big scary tree. And this tree that's next to the scary tree. I'm looking for marmots. There's a marmot trail right here. If a marmot came running down this trail, he'd run between my legs. Where's my marmots? We gotta looking for the marmots. And looking for the marmots. Gots to find them. A little running dudes running through the grass. Where are they? Where's my damn marmots? Yeah, so I drove on 120th Street. It's nice and new. It's four lanes wide with a center turn lane and blah, blah, blah. And they built a new bridge and blah, blah, blah. And they're building an ugly apartment complex, blah, blah, blah. And I'm out here enjoying the weather. It's 15 degrees today. Very cool. And I did have my house open overnight, which is something that contributed to this problem in my leg. But I don't care, because it's nice and cool. I'm not sweating. I'm not dying. I don't care if my leg is a little bit sore. I'm not sick. I don't feel sick. I'm outdoors. I'm walking around. The creek is dry down here. There's no water down there. Oh, is this a Mati den? This is a Mati den. Hey, Mati, come out. I found a Mati den. Didn't we know that this one was here? This one's been used. There's fresh dirt kicked out of there. It's dusty. The hole is clear. I don't see any bugs, but... Yeah, no, I do see bugs. This is an active marmot den. Hello, Mati, come out and play Mati games. Matis do not want to play Mati games with me today. Oh, that's so rude. So rude. Wow, there's a massive burdock plant down there. Those leaves are a good 70 centimeters long. That's awesome. Okay, let's keep walking up. Oh, speaking of... Speaking of looking out my back door. I went over to my parents' house a couple days ago. So I go over to my parents' house a couple days ago. And I walk in and my mom's sitting in the living room at the coffee table. And what's my mom doing? Well, she's sitting there learning a song. She's got to learn a song. And what song did she decide that she wanted to learn? Yeah. Looking Out My Back Door by Creedence Clearwater Revival, which is sort of a bizarre choice. In the sense that you wouldn't think my parents would be big CCR fans. My parents aren't hippies. My parents aren't even yippies. They're not beatniks. These are not people you're going to think, oh, CCR, right? But no, you know, that's kind of the weird thing about Creedence. You know, they have a wide sort of ranging appeal. Okay, wind is coming up. I'm in a blind spot. I hope nobody comes flying down this trail on a bicycle. There are a couple of people here. There's a couple of cars in the parking lot, so let's be safe. Let's not get hit by bicycles. Yeah, so my mom was... this is kind of funny to me. Anyway, what's my mom need to learn Creedence for? I don't know. Just feels like playing the song, I suppose. That's cool. A lot of great CCR out there. Including, but not limited to, Keep on Chuglin'. Fogarty. Keep on Chuglin'. Love that guy. Keep on Chuglin'. That's what I call Chuglin'. Keep on Chuglin'. All right, so I'm just walking. Did I fail to mention that? I'm getting some stretch on my leg. It still feels sore and weird, but I've got a lot of drugs in me. I've got a little bit of tea in me, but I'm going to go home and I'm going to drink some more because it's so delicious. And now I need to look down in here into this creaky bits. Yeah, not a lot of water flowing. It has been dry. A day or two ago, they were talking about it was going to be, we're going to get some rain. But that rain never showed up. I was also looking forward to that rain, because I was thinking, hey, that'll give us some mushrooms and stuff. Still waiting for it. Still waiting for it. And I was hoping we'd get it, before the temperature dipped. I think the temperature has now dipped. Because we went from being, around, 18 to 20 degrees. It's now, like 12 to 15 degrees. It's a different window. It's still a good window for mushrooms, don't get me wrong. Okay, sneaking up on another heavy marmot area here. Oh wow, this little marmot trail has been used a lot. I wonder if that den down there is active. Oh, I can't tell from here. It's maybe. But yeah, hard to tell. Bad angle. I can't see. Alright, who's that? Who's that down there? Did I just see some movement going? Yeah, there is movement. Who's moving over there? That might have just been a bird. Get a better angle here. Anybody over there? Any Makis? Where's my marmots? Oh. Huh, this is a really good marmot area, but I'm not seeing any marmots. Maybe they're just hiding from me. Maybe they're just thinking, no, Tobe, you don't get any. You don't get any marmots today. Let's go up here. Let's wander through the S Bend and then go check out the big pit of despair. Wow, something changed. Something has changed around here. What is... Well, this little animal path is very heavily used. This has got marmots written all over it. What has changed? It seems like it's lighter than it should be. Did a tree come down? I don't know, but I gotta check some of these logs here. This log is done. It is ligninned out. It has no more lignin, which is yummy, delicious mushroom food. Looking at logs, I don't see anything. Why am I being hit by the sun right now? It's partly cloudy. There's clouds going by sometimes, sometimes not. Okay, let's go over here. I want to find something today. We gotta find at least one good thing today. One good thing. And if we find that my leg feels better, that will qualify as the one good thing. Then we can go home and figure out what to eat for lunch. Because I got up early, I'm super hungry, I'm getting hungry early, and I need to eat something. What do I have at home? I don't know. I've got stuff. What was that sound? That was an odd little sound. Okay, we're at the pit of despair. Where's my marmots? I kind of want pizza. I kind of want tacos. Kind of want a hamburger. Haven't had a hamburger in forever. But my mind keeps telling me I want something tomato-y. Do I want pizza? Where's all the damn marmots? Okay, I can see marmot dens. I'm looking down into the pit of despair, and the opposite canyon wall is just full of marmot holes. Full of them. Where's all the damn mates? The funny thing is all the mates are probably on this side, where I can't see them. They're in holes in the cliff that I'm standing on. All right, let's go up a little bit further. Maybe we could find some. Kinda want pizza, but I want a very specific kind of pizza. Meaning a very good pizza. You know, I can't tolerate any crap. Lately I've been thinking about making pizza. Specifically, something simple, just like, you know, maybe a pizza margarita. Just a little bit of sauce and cheese and maybe some basil. And oregano, right? Okay, where are we going? We gotta go up to the edge of the cliff right here. See, look, little animals have been running right here. Let's get up here and see what we can see. Wow, water level's really low. I don't see anybody down here. Oh yeah, there's a den over here, an old den. I don't think that, well, maybe, no. This den was probably in use this summer, but not now. It's not clear. I mean, it hasn't been cleared. There's leaves in the, new leaves in the tunnel. Oh, where's my marmots? Where's my marmots? Oh my god, I found one. He's in the goddamn tree right above me. Hi, buddy. I love you. Don't go anywhere, please. Hi. What are you doing? Hi. He froze. He froze in the crook of the tree. He just jumped down. He's running away. Oh my god. And there he goes. Holy crap! I don't think I had the flash on. I don't know if I got the photo or not. The flash was not on. Oh, at least it wasn't in macro mode. Oh my god, I'm standing there looking for a marmot. I heard something going a-witcha, witcha, witcha above me. And I look up and there's a goddamn marmot in the tree on a very skinny branch that's only 5 centimeters in diameter. He got a little spooked. I went up to the tree. I could have grabbed him. And there's a tree bifurcates about 2 meters up in the air, and he stopped there for a second, and I'm just standing there. He came down right in front of me until he was about 3 feet, about a meter off the ground, and he just jumped, and you heard that flump. He went flump, and he just ran away. And he didn't look real chubby. He looked kind of like a skinny action mott when he was in the tree, but once he was on the ground running, he looked like chub mott. Okay. We must have gone down in here somewhere. Who's got a Marty den over here? Is this a den? Where'd my Marty go? Oh my god. Let me see if I can pull the... Oh damn, the camera just timed out. Okay, whatever. Okay, where'd that guy go? trying to turn it up. There we go. I think, let's see, he went chumpa 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 chumpa. There's a den right over there somewhere. Oh my God, I just had a very close encounter with a marmot. Marmota Monax, my mighty friend. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, you can just stay in the tree. That's the weird thing. I've run into treed motts before. The funny thing is if you kind of get close to them, they'll just stay up there. They know they're safe. But no, this guy wanted to come down, even though I was standing right there. That was kind of weird. That's the reason I approached the tree, was I was hoping to keep him up there so I could get some good photographs. I'm continuing up the path. I gotta go check some other marmot areas. Start looking up. As I walk, I'm gonna be looking up instead of down at the ground, because apparently the marmots are in the trees today. Da-da-da-da, which makes some kind of sense. They do like to climb. They climb up in trees. And maybe that guy was just sunning. He was just trying to catch some sun. This is another marmot tree that I know of. I don't see any marmots. Hey, what is that? There's a big ass hole about, what is that? That's a squirrel. 50 meters. Other side of the creek. That hole is a good 30 centimeters in diameter. Good Lord. What the hell is in that hole? Oh my God, it might be the legendary Big Chuck. It's like Bigfoot, except it's a woodchuck, a marmot. That's right, the famous Marmota cryptid known as Big... Whoa, who is that in there? That must have been a rabbit. Marmots make more noise when they run. I just had a close encounter with a rabbit in a bramble patch. Okay, where's that hole? Where is that hole? How do I get to it? Am I standing on a cliff that's eroded? Yes, I am. This could collapse at any time, and I can't get to that big-ass hole. Oh my God, there's a big hole over there. Oh, Big Chuck. Destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. Where the hell is it? Okay. Oh my God, I'm getting way too excited. There's a big hole. I can't get to it. We're gonna worry about that on another day. I'm trying to figure out how to get, okay, find those poles and then go that way. All right. I'm now heading back to where we ran into our Mati close up. Close and look at these tracks in the dirt. We got dry powdered dirt here. We got little Mati tracks. We got Tobe tracks. The squirrel tracks, and those are Mati tracks. Okay. And look at this. Eruptions. There are open holes in the path and just off the path. Probably mole action. Alright. Keep looking up. Look into the trees. Look for who made that sound. Keep going, Tobe. Keep going. Oh my God, what a great Mati day to be so close to a marmot. And I'm sorry that I sort of hassled him. I didn't want to hassle the guy. He could have just hung out in the tree. I would have taken pictures of him and I would have moved on. But no, he got a little bit too excited, and I'm sorry I hassled my buddy. This is hilarious. Okay, see, so he was in this tree. Do, 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 do. And he jumped down and he landed right there and he went waddle, 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 because even though he was moving at what he considered to be an outrageous velocity, they are kind of slow. He just sort of went waddle, 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 waddle. All right, and I now might be sneaking up on his den. This is a cliff again. Where's the damn hole? See, this is the funny thing. Yeah. This is an undercut ledge that I'm standing on. Where did he go? He went over there. There's a hole. There's a tree here. And so there's some roots holding on. And see, he came through here. Oh, there's... Okay, this makes some kind of sense. He might have gone down there. Yeah, that's where he went. He went doodly-doot-doot-doo, looking out my back door. And he's in those dens, or there's a hole over there. There's two holes over there. Oh, what an incredible day. What a good marmot day. I gotta go through a bunch of plants. I'm fighting plants today. But I saw Mati. Oh, just the fact that I was that close to a marmot. It's making my leg feel better. I'm cured already. I knew it. I knew if I came out today and found something awesome, that I would be cured. And yeah, there's some little tight areas in my leg still, but I'm feeling great. I got the medicine. In case you're wondering, marmots are a medicine animal. In my area, in my local Native American culture. Okay, I'm walking by the pit of despair again, and there's so many holes. I gotta keep my eyes open. Looking for Mati's. Look in the trees, Tobe. Look in the trees. But yeah, amongst the Lakota people, the marmot is a medicine animal. And I should be looking down there too, but there's no good way to get down there. Whoa. Something just went for sure. Was that just a bird? Is that a squirrel? Or was that a marmot? And so, yeah, it should be pretty obvious to anyone that if I have a spirit animal, you know, you'd think, oh, it must be a cat. No, well, there's a strong argument to be made for marmots. Very strong. And I like them. Oh, my God. Wait, what was that sound? That was behind me. And keep looking up, Tub. You never know. You never know where you're going to be when you run in. I swear to God. How close was I to that marmot before he made the sounds that made me notice him? I wasn't 3 or 4 meters away at the most. I mean, and he was only 3 meters in the air, tops. And I, oh God, it's a Mati day. I found the Mati, that's what I'm good at doing. If you need Mati's found, call Tobe. Because I find the marmots. I know all the best places for marmots. For looking for marmots. Yeah. All right, so anyway, lunch. I was thinking about making pizza. I don't mean today, making pizza for lunch, but that's what I want, pizza, good pizza, which leads me to believe that I need to make pizza, which means I need to make dough, and I need to get special tomatoes, which I think I can get from a place, because I know a guy who has a thing, and I know how to make dough, and blah, blah, blah. I might have to do some research and tell you all about it on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that looks for marmots every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, King of the Marmots. I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.